Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. And just a reminder, if you have things to share on The Good Stuff, send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. We love hearing from listeners, and especially if you've got something to send to us, and include the author if you know.
Or if it's your work,
yeah. We'd be glad to take a look at that as well. Maybe we could share that.
Yeah, we love that even more.
In Valentine, Nebraska, the brightest spot isn't just the stars. It's North Star Electric. Mike from North Star shares, Valentine is where lifestyle meets livelihood. Want to work where you can plug into nature and a community that feels like family? Mike is looking for electricians, journeymen, or apprentice. Must have a valid driver's license and a passion for the great outdoors. Send an email to mamnorthstar@gmail.com.
And you know what goes absolutely fantastic with a good fresh cup of coffee?
What's that?
Tri-State Livestock News. It is packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com.
Here is something that was sent in by Dr. Robert and Kristen Ferguson a while back to the Good Stuff program. It's called Words to Live By. I'm going to share a couple of those with you.
Okay.
I love deadlines. I especially like the whooshing sound they make when they go flying by.
No comment.
I can please only one person per day. Today is not your day. Tomorrow isn't looking good either. If swimming is so good for your figure, how do you explain whales? Am I getting smart with you? How would you know?
Ooh, that's a little stabbity stab.
My reality check bounced. I have not yet begun to procrastinate. I give my right arm to be ambidextrous. There are two rules for ultimate success in life. Never tell everything you know. Notice there is no number two there, even though they said there was going to be two things. So, okay. All right, what do you have?
All right. Well, I've got 10 little Valentines from a country wife. Dolores Colburn from South of Valentine sent this in a few years ago. And I know Valentine has passed, but their words of wisdom. Valentine, I'm nuts about you, means I've gathered up all the nuts and bolts you've deposited on the dresser through the years, and I am returning them to your shop. Now, Vicki Troxell actually wrote this, and Dolores shared it. Hey, Valentine, you're a piece of cake means I'll help you feed the cattle in the morning, and I promise not to get mad when you yell about my driving. Valentine, you've slipped into my heart. Means I love you even when you walk in all covered in grease. You even have my permission to wipe the oil dipstick with your handkerchief. I've just given up on that one. Would you be my Valentine? Means I'll bring in all the logs for the fireplace for the remainder of the week. My heart pants for you means I'll patch that pile of Levi's first thing in the morning. Forgive me if you find a few pair hidden in the trash. You have my whole heart booked up, Valentine, means I promise to do the book work each month this year and not save it all until the day before the IRS report is due. Here's another phrase. No kidding, Valentine, you're mine, means you won't have to babysit this week. I'm spending every day at home. And I've sent my heart to you, Valentine, means I'm sorry I said what I did about the feedlot, and you're absolutely right. It does smell like money. But honey, you've got to admit that inflation has hit that odor the same way it's hit our economy. Another comment, Valentine, you're the apple of my eye, means your favorite supper is waiting in the oven, topped off by a fresh apple pie for dessert. By the way, you're my Valentine means you don't need to buy me a box of candy. I don't need the calories. Flowers are so expensive. It won't be long till spring, which reminds me, did you ever fix the lawnmower? Hope you have time to panel the east bedroom before calving, and I could use a few more plug-ins. Valentine's Day. Of course, we're past it, but the message was very funny, I thought.
I sent some ulterior motives in some of those.
I think there might have been.
Yeah.
And maybe
too
a little
subtle.
Yeah, and a little slapping of the hand. Anyway, Vicki Troxell wrote it. Dolores Colburn, South of Valentine, bless her heart. She sent that in.
We want to remind everybody that tomorrow is Leap Year Day, the 29th day of the month of February, once every 4 years, right?
That's right.
If you want to send something to the Good Stuff, it's easy. Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E. @gmail.com. KimHBurge@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Include the author, or if it's something original, make sure to include your name. and we might have it right here on The Good Stuff.